This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Give us a call here on the Winning Streak listener line. We'll talk a little sports till the top of the hour, 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-TALK. My name's Randy Molman. Brendan Schaefer's here. Brian Hoffman's here as always. Or shoot us a text, Lion's Choice text line, 855-282-8255.
I can't look at the text line. Can't do it.
You can't look at it?
No, it's always got to be. It's always got to be. It's always got to be somebody else. I can't do it.
Why not, Brendan Schaefer?
Well, because sometimes they text things.
Do you get disgusted by the text?
I am not. I'm not comfortable viewing. The first week, this whole operation came over, I was like, oh, cool. The text line. I know these guys get some crazy stuff. I'm gonna always have this logged on my laptop and just at night sometimes check it out and see what's going on, even when I'm not here. That lasted like 4 days, and I was like, I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm over it.
Well, Graham from South County chimes in for his fictional baseball team. He says he wants the entire roster from Major League. He says they win the World Series. I don't believe they win the World Series.
No. They won the American League pennant, right?
Do we know?
Or was it the AL East?
Well, in the first one, they win the AL East because they beat the Yankees. In the second one, they beat the White Sox in the ALCS.
But do we ever see the end of the World Series?
No, we don't. It's a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It's a cliffhanger.
So we're just left to assume. I would imagine, though, in Major League 2, they would have mentioned it had they won the World Series the last year. That's probably part of the plot, isn't it?
Yes. They added Major League 3, which is terrible. But he also adds, Grimey does, that you can go out and shoot the breeze with Ricky Vaughn and Ed Harris, and then you can get all drunk and then try to have your way with Roger Dorn's wife. Now, I think that's more of the impetus of it. He wants to have a nice little fling with Miss Dorn.
Yeah, right. That was the end game.
Yes.
The end game wasn't putting together a fictional
a winning team.
Baseball character
roster. It's not about winning. Right. It's about personal gain. And I don't know. We'll see when we go over those. But I think I've got a pretty good lineup and a suspect pitching staff. That's where my concern's at. But I just like the characters from those movies better, so I went with them.
Definitely. And I'm looking forward to sharing those as well. We'll do that at the top of the hour, so we'll give listeners a little bit of time. Text in your favorite baseball movie characters / TV star, baseball characters, and I'll throw one out there. Remember, a guy like Sam Malone is in play.
Yes.
Sam Malone from Cheers, who was a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. His character was. So let's remember that is guys like that are in play as well. We're going to go over our fictional baseball character lineups and starting pitching staff and closer.
That was kind of funny, Brian. Randy thought I've seen Cheers.
You've never seen
good.
Cheers?
No, man.
Not even. I mean, you're not.
Not even on. It's on Netflix now.
I'm
sure
it is.
You're not much
is.
Younger than I am.
Okay.
I've seen Cheers.
What was the run? The run time? Like, what were the years that Cheers was actually on the air?
It went to the mid to late 80s. So you were.
I had no
chance.
94.
Yeah, it was off the air by the time you came into this
right,
world.
So I had no chance, and you know,
actually, maybe mid 90s.
Well, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, I could be wrong on that.
Well, Ted Danson won some awards in 90 and 93, so maybe it did kind of make it. But there's so many shows era that I've seen some of them, not all of them.
Yeah. But just to throw it out there for our listeners, characters like that are in play. So anyway, baseball fictional characters from the movies or TV, Lion's Choice text line, 855-282-TALK. Give us your favorites. We're going to give you our fictional lineups here at the top of the hour. Kind of take a break from talking about the same old stuff. I know, you know, there's only so much Alex Reyes, we can talk, right? I mean,
yeah,
he's
I think
still out for the year.
When and I saw somebody put a picture up, and he's got the cast on, and said he was one day closer to pitching. I mean, I guess that's technically true, but man, it's once we get games going, I think it'll be a little bit easier to kind of dive in. But man, spring training for me has always been kind of hard to get up for.
Yeah.
And now I'm working in radio and having to kind of be paying attention and writing and doing all that. But previously, it was hard for me to even want to pay attention to it because the only thing that was going to come out of spring training was bad news. And so far, that's all we've seen.
That's right.
Injuries.
Injuries and The only other thing I can say is, you know, with Frank being down there and being excited about the pitchers who are coming up in pairs today, I'm really looking forward to see if Lance Lynn is indeed his old self. After missing an entire season, to me, that just seems difficult that he'll throw 170 plus innings this year. His surgery happened a little earlier than most, right? So he's had more time to recover.
And he really already had some quality rehab assignments toward the end of last season, to the point where people were wondering if he could come contribute to the Major League club, and he looked really good in those. And so I expect that he kind of will have a jump on the traditional pitcher coming off of this surgery. But the interesting thing for Lynn is it's also a contract year. And he's a guy who's not really been shy about the fact that he's going to go to free agency and see what's out there for him. Any talk that you hear about, well, maybe they'll try to do an extension or whatever, and I know Bill DeWitt said last week he would be open to that. That's just not going to happen with Lance Lynn. Lynn's going to be a guy who's going to want to test the market and see what he's worth. But also, it's kind of an interesting scenario because he's going to be in this season where maybe he's a little bit compromised when he's trying to earn all those dollars. So he's probably going to want to pitch as much as he can. The Cardinals aren't going to really have a whole lot of a reason to limit his innings because they're going to need innings from their starting rotation, and it's not like he's going to necessarily be on the team next year. So that's an interesting scenario to see how they handle Lynn, knowing that he's a guy that could walk at the end of the year.
And in terms of swapping out starters from last year to this year, it's really a Jaime Garcia for Lance Lynn swap, and I take Lance Lynn every day.
Schaefer, you had an interesting tweet the other day, though, asking if people are missing Jaime. Now, what was what led to that?
Well, it's just because when Jaime Garcia was traded, my thought was, great, that's why you signed him that's why you picked up the option, the $12 million. You picked it up so you could trade him. Just get something for him. It doesn't have to be anything special. And by all accounts, it wasn't. They got a few prospects, none of which were very highly regarded. John Gant might figure into the Major League club this year. He's got a little bit of Major League experience. But mostly, it was just to make sure you got something for him. But now you look at it and say, okay, already one of the big horses you were going to be counting on, I know Reyes was going to have an innings limit, but he was going to be a guy that gave you some good innings when he was in there. That was the idea. You're already down one, and we've just started spring training. What happens if Carlos Martinez, God forbid, goes down, or Lance Lynn doesn't come back the way, you know, what happens if you lose another guy who you had penciled into your rotation, or then and these things are possible. Michael Wacha doesn't pan out, Rosenthal can't make the jump from leaving to starting very easily, and Luke Weaver needs more seasoning. Your rotation, you could see how it could play out that your rotation would have issues. And so I wasn't necessarily saying I was missing Garcia, but I was wondering if people were feeling a little bit differently than they did at the time of the trade, because he might have been a good depth piece to have around. I got a lot of hell no's in my replies to that tweet, but I did think it was fair to ask.
I was always of the opinion that they had signed him with the idea that he'd still be with us at spring training.
That's interesting.
Just with the idea that if we did not have injury issues or depth issues, now you have... because you know other teams are going to have injuries.
Now, and those will show up right around now.
Those will show up during spring training. So I was kind of the opinion that they picked up the option. They're going to bring him to spring training, run him out there, because last year he looked great in spring training. You run him out there, and then another team has a need, and then boom, you make a trade where you get a little bit more value. So my wonder is whether they jumped the gun trading him. My only concern with that, though, is Jaime Garcia, he could get injured tomorrow.
Yeah, there's no guarantee he makes it through spring training. Right. I would agree with, based on what has happened with Reyes, and I kind of did some evaluating of remembering back, and I remember I did a podcast about it and said, hey, this was all about just getting something, and they went out and did that. But then, based on what some people were saying, I said, I could agree with that maybe what you're saying should have been the thought process, but what it seems like was the thought process, based on their actions, were just get something for him. Whereas now, knowing what we know and knowing that the inevitable has happened and we've already seen the Cardinals lose one starting pitcher, maybe your idea of how they should have handled it would have been better. And I don't know that you can definitively say one way or the other.
I don't think you
can. But I'm at least open to that argument at this point.
My thought on that was, that's what I thought was going to happen all along.
Sure.
Doesn't mean that's the right way to do it.
Yeah, but it makes sense that for the people out there that have that opinion, it's, you know, it's always a matter of, are you going to go after the team and say they messed something up, or are you in support of what the team did? If somebody wants to go after that move and that's their reasoning, I don't necessarily disagree with that. I don't feel strongly one way or the other, though.
Hoffman, any other good text coming in on that Lions choice?
Well,
text
line? A few for the who they want their fictional
characters. Team. All right, we'll hold on to
so
that.
We can hold off on those. We have we have a naked sculpture of Donald Trump.
That was you know, someone sent that specifically for Brendan after hearing Brendan.
Yeah, I knew that was disgusted by the text line. There's going to be a gross text coming in.
I'm sorry, guys. You can say whatever you want on there. I'm not going to see it. I haven't looked at it in like 4 months. I'm sorry. Some of you guys are awesome, but I'll hear those from Brian. I won't have to look at it myself.
I'll show them to you.
No Martin McGuire pictures for me. No, I'm not about that.
We have a lot of really good. I can't wait to do this because we have some good suggestions now. Some that I didn't even think about.
Good.
Really thought I was going to struggle with it, and then I
think about the number of baseball characters.
Well, and I just pulled up
there.
The list of the movies and said, "Oh yeah, yeah, him from that one or whatever." So I think I did okay.
I have a few esoteric ones in mind.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I figured yours would be mine. I think are going to be pretty obvious and pretty basic.
I went for the thump in my lineup.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm looking forward to Hoffman's because I feel like. I feel like he will have had some additional deeper thought on why he included someone on the roster.
One in particular I'm very proud of.
All right, so we're going to do that at the top of the hour here. We're going to take a break in just a couple of minutes. Before we go, one of the things real quick that I wanted to address that has also sort of been flying under the radar, everyone says he's going to be key to the bullpen, but Brett Cecil. I think Brett Cecil is going to be fantastic.
I hope so.
If you have him and Rosenthal manning multiple innings from the left and right side, and you could somehow get in a routine where those guys are coming in and dominating every other day, that could be huge for this bullpen.
What's interesting with Cecil, and I looked this up the other day, I didn't know this, his strikeout to walk ratio was fantastic last year. It was over 5 strikeouts per every walk. The only pitcher on the Cardinals who was better was So he doesn't walk guys. He was very good in the last 2 months of the season.
He was.
He had injury issues.
Right.
Last year in Toronto, that did kind of affect his stats in a negative way.
Yeah,
he's
hovering near 4 as an ERA.
You would hope that the Cecil that you saw in the last 2 months of last year is the one that carries over into this year, but he strikes guys out, doesn't walk guys. You hope for soft contact, which when you're hoping for a better defense behind you,
right.
that leads to a better bullpen, which also at times was kind of in flux last year.
What I think is going to be interesting with Cecil is if you look at his numbers, obviously last year missed some time due to injury, only had 36 innings, and but previously 50, 50, 60, 60. So he's not a guy who, in his recent career, he's a converted starter. So as a reliever, he's not really a guy that's ever done the Kevin Segrist equivalent where he's going out there for a whole bunch of games and throwing, you know, usually at least an inning when he does go out there. And so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what the workload is for him, but I agree with you. If you have him and you have Rosenthal, and ideally Segrist ends up staying healthy, we don't know really a whole lot about his shoulder yet other than he had shoulder tightness and didn't throw a couple days ago, and then you have O as the closer. The bullpen, if Matheny can tweak it and manipulate it in the right way, could be a really big weapon to complement maybe some issues you'd have with the starting rotation if the depth is not quite there. You can aggressively use your bullpen because you have so many guys out there that can get the job done.
Hey, before we go to break, I do want to give some love to some of Frank's fine sponsors, one of which is Winning Streak, which is the sponsor of our listener line. Go to winning-streak.com. They can take care of all your uniform needs. They have hoodies, sweatshirts, long sleeve, short sleeve for jerseys. They do a lot of actually area high schools. So winning-streak.com, 888-570-6194. They have a gigantic warehouse in DuPont, Illinois. And also, if you're thinking about lunch, may I suggest Lions Choice?
No, don't do this to me now,
over
Brian.
Over 25 locations. Ooh. Brendan is hungry.
I'm already tempted.
You've been here since, what, 6 in the morning? 6:30, 6:45?
Yeah, 6:45 or so.
6:45 or so. He's certainly quite hungry. His oatmeal has probably been eaten hours ago.
I ate the oatmeal, yep.
So roast beef or turkey or ham just sounds fantastic on either a regular bun or even the gluten-free bun. Over 25 locations throughout the area, find one near you. Lions Choice. The official sponsor of our text line.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. When we come back, it's the big reveal. We're going to reveal our fictional baseball character starting lineups from Brian Hoffman, Brendan Schaefer, and myself right after this.